built by the legendary French explorer René Robert Sieur de la Salle, the Griffin may have been the first vessel ever to sail on the Great Lakes. The ship disappeared in 1679 after setting sail from near present-day Green Bay, Wisconsin. Now, after years of research and exploration, an organization called the Great Lakes Exploration Group discovered what it thinks is the bow of the Griffin in Lake Michigan. Recently, the organization received permission from state officials to conduct a test excavation to learn more. Joining us today is Ken Vrana, project manager for the Center of Maritime and Underwater Resource Management, which is in charge of archaeological assessment of the site. Mr. Vrana has 35 years of experience in underwater research with the National Park Service, Michigan State University, and others. Ken, welcome to Current State.
Pleased to join you this morning.
On the Great Lakes Exploration Group's website, it says that the Griffin was, and I'll quote here, the first European-owned vessel to sail the upper Great Lakes. Can you tell us a little bit more about that story? I know it disappeared way back, 1679.
Sure, and let's make a distinction here. At that time, the upper Great Lakes were the lakes beyond Niagara Falls, which, of course, posed a barrier to navigation. So there were vessels built prior to Le Griffin by Europeans on Lake Ontario, but we believe that Le Griffin was the first decked European vessel to sail beyond Lake Ontario onto the upper Great Lakes in 1679.
Yeah. Were you a part of the team that made this discovery?
Well, let's caution you. Now, I'm a scientist, and the object of the test excavations is actually to positively identify this site. We have done years of remote sensing and carbon dating of an exposed wooden feature, but what we call Site 20, UM723, has not been positively identified. I mean, that's the purpose of this expedition.
Okay. So it's too early for you to wager any bets as to whether or not this actually may be the Griffin.
Right. But it sure has the makings of a great detective novel with all these modern forensic techniques we have available to solve what could be an over 350-year-old maritime mystery that has captivated people in the Great Lakes region for generations.
Well, it begs the question, if it's not the Griffin, what the heck is it? You know, it seems you've discovered something.
Yeah, what we know right now, based on current findings, and these are the remote sensing findings using mainly acoustic tools, sound waves that can actually penetrate the sediment and or produce pictures of the surface of the lake bed.
Okay.
But those findings are consistent with a buried shipwreck. And the exposed wooden timber at the site is consistent with the construction of a vessel of early build. So as you can see, the process of archaeology is building the evidence needed to make decisions. And all the evidence so far tests or basically points to the need for test excavations to now finally determine the identity of this site.
What sort of timetable are you on, Ken?
We will begin the work this summer, fairly soon, and it's bringing together Michigan professionals from many different walks of life, archaeologists, commercial divers with Great Lakes Diving and Salvage of Waters, Michigan, the folks with Great Lakes Exploration Group. And then, of course, there's a number of state and federal agencies that have been extremely supportive in terms of reviewing our archaeological research designs and plans, and based on that, granting all the permits that are required to do the type of excavation work that is contemplated at the site.
Do you expect an ID, an identification of what's there before the end of the summer then?
Absolutely. And I wanted to point out why, you know, Le Griffin is in the news as a potential of this for this site is that so far we don't have any evidence that eliminates LeGriffin. So that's another part of the scientific process in terms of the questions we ask in terms of archaeology in making decisions. So it is quite an exciting event.
How deep is what you found?
We can't disclose either the location or the depth, but it is within working depth of divers, scientific and commercial divers.
And how late into the season can you work, or do you expect to be able to work?
that depends on what the site ends up being identified as. If indeed this is LeGriffin, that would trigger a major archaeological excavation.
You're saying that you can work, divers can actually work on this excavation, but tell us about the most cutting-edge piece of equipment that you've got in your arsenal.
Well, I'd like to point out the use of sub-bottom profilers. This is a device that uses low-frequency sound waves that can actually penetrate the lake bottom, the sediments and substrate, and even underlying geological features. And that's critical in underwater archaeology when you do have the potential of a buried site. In this way, you can image and get a good idea what is underneath before you conduct any intrusive or potentially damaging activities.
Fascinating. Ken Varana is project manager for the Center of Maritime and Underwater Resource Management. We've been talking about what lies beneath a part of Lake Michigan. It may be the Griffin. We'll find out soon enough. Ken, thank you.
My pleasure, and we do plan to post some information and pictures on the WKAR website during the continuing investigation.
We're very happy about that. Thank you, Ken.
My pleasure.